إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من وجد ساعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders and our listeners, this deen of ours is rich with the sacrifice of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And in particular Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi as-salatu was-salam. If one has to study the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam from any angle, if one views the noble personality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, then every one of us gathered here and everyone at home listening will find sufficient guidance in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and in the household and in the family members of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. There isn't a person, there isn't an individual who in his daily activities cannot relate to the guidance and the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Be it the young children that have gathered here, if we study the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, in fact our get together today and this get together that will continue till the day of Qiyamah is a reflection of one of the acceptance of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. When he supplicated Allah, the various du'as the Quran makes mention, how he supplicated Allah and how Allah responded in accepting his du'a. He made du'a to Almighty Allah and he said, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ O Allah, let the hearts of mankind incline towards the Kaaba. The spirit of death is before us, that the Hujjaj are flocking in millions. He made dua to Almighty Allah. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ O Allah, make Makkah peaceful. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ On the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the Quran testifies that in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that around Makkah, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ That around Makkah, all evils were taking place. But on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Makkah itself was safe. He made dua to Almighty Allah, O Allah, provide for the dwellers of Makkah for fruit. Allah says, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا That on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fruit of the entire world will be exported to Makkah. And amongst the many du'as that he made to Almighty Allah also, لَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ O Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. We know it comes in the riwayat that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will identify the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, then he will ask, O Allah, I beg you that you must save me from the disgrace of today. And there stands my father, people are identifying him as the idol merchant, as the father of Ibrahim. Allah will then disfigure and change the appearance of the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, so that the principle of Allah will prevail, that any and every person ascribing partners with Allah will have to reside in Jahannam eternally. At the same time, accepting and responding to the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that nobody will identify him as the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In fact, the son, the entire Qurbani spirit that we discuss about now is Ismail, The literal translation of Ismail means Allah has responded. It's derived from two words. Il means Allah, and Isma is derived from the word Sami'a, which means Allah has heard. Allah has heard your prayer and Allah has responded. Can we imagine when a man is begging Allah, ask that couple that is making dua to Allah, and that is desirous for children, and months have lapsed and years have passed, and after years of effort, finally Allah blesses them with that child. They won't want to even imagine anything go wrong in the birth of that child, in the life of that child, in the history of that child, why that child has come about with great hopes and desires. But contrary to that is the life of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that Allah Rabbul Izzat put them on Qurbani from the word go. One of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was, وَجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Oh Allah, let it be that the generations that come honor me and revere me till the day of Qiyamah. And today we are sitting here in the spirit. 100 years later there will be different people here, different people in this environment, wherever it is. But on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, till the day of Qiyamah, the entire world will continue respecting Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, indeed his entire life, an embodiment of sacrifice from every angle. In fact, under the commentary of this verse, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Where Allah commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allama Zamakhshari rahmatullah alayhi writes that if all the virtues of Ibrahim alayhi salam are put one side, and this virtue where Allah commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here again Malana Shafi Al-Itanwi rahmatullah alayhi writes so beautifully that Allah commanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam is not that it is something different, but rather the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was the very deen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. And he explains it so beautifully, is as though if someone is told that follow the mazhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, not for a moment are we trying to tell you deviate from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather follow that mazhab which is an explanation to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So millat Ibrahim, the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, where Allah commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Brothers, to go direct to the point for which all of us have gathered here, these days of Ashra, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, where Allah takes a qasam about it in Surah Al-Fajr. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. Allah takes an oath about these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, where Allah has multiplied and increased the reward so much that it comes in the ahadith, making ibadat one night is equal to standing Laylatul Qadr before Allah. And fasting one of these days will earn the person the reward of 1 year of sin forgiven. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regard to the fast of Yawm Arafah, I hope from Allah that it will pardon the sins of the year that has passed and the sins of the year that is to come also. This word qurbani, which we commonly use, is derived from the word qurban in Arabic. And that word is derived from the word qurb, which means closeness. The whole essence of qurbani is to draw close to Allah, to come near to Allah. This was the spirit of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, and this was the spirit of all the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam leaves his parents for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, here again, when addressing his father, sufficient guidance for our youth, with such politeness, with such tenderness, with such love, the father being an idol merchant, Ibrahim being the friend of Allah, the tone of Ibrahim alayhi salam being passive, the tone of the father being aggressive, to such an extent that the father starts threatening his life. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا. Oh my son, if you will not stop preaching me, I will pelt you to death. Even at this juncture, the teachings of Islam is, let us ponder and reflect. When one side the father is so stern and is opposing truth, on the other side is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam inviting his father towards good. Yet even at this juncture, the teachings of Islam is tenderness towards our parents. How does he respond? قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا. May the peace of Allah descend upon you. Oh my father, my love for you will not end even of despite your harshness. I will continue invoking Allah to forgive you. and I will continue beseeching and begging Allah. He separates from his parents for the deen of Allah. Hijrat with his wife. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also makes mention in the hadith, إِنَّ أَوَّلُ مُهَاجِرٍ بَعْدَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. The first person that migrated with his wife after Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was Uthman radiallahu anhu with my daughter Ruqayya radiallahu anhu to Habsha. And the same thing happened to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. The first challenge that came was hijrat to leave from his own place. When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam left Makkah and he stood outside Makkah and he's leaving and he looks back towards Makkah and tears come into his eyes. And he says, oh Makkah, you are so beloved to me. وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوْ اِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. O Makkah, if the kuffar were not to compel me to leave you, Allah's qasam, I would have never forsaken you. And then Nabi alayhi salam goes on this journey, and they use an unusual path so that the kuffar cannot locate them. When they come to a place called Juhfa, between Makkah and Medina, this unusual route leading to Medina links up with the normal route going back to Makkah. Nabi alayhi salam's gaze falls on this road and tears uncontrollably flows from his eyes. Jibreel Amin descends there and there, and the verse is revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bait patiently that Allah that has revealed the Quran on you, very shortly Allah is going to return you back to Makkah as the conqueror of Makkah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaves his family, his parents, his environment for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he makes dua to Almighty, O Allah, fill this separation. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, bless me with a pious son. Bless me with offspring. And then he continues his hijrat. Till finally he comes to Egypt. The king there was very cruel. And we know it was his evil practice that any man traveling with his wife, he would abduct the wife and stretch a lustful hand towards her and intend evil. Here comes hidayat for our mothers and sisters. May Allah give our daughters and mothers such chastity and taqwa that when Sayyidatina Sara alayhi salam was brought before this king, this evil man, and as the night had set in with reference to Sirat Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he stretches his evil hand towards this woman, and before he could touch her, his hand becomes paralyzed. In the Safar of Nabi alayhi salam, when Suraqah was tempted with 100 camels, as he approaches close to Nabi alayhi salam, the earth splits and he starts sinking. What was the piety of this woman? That when a strange man intended evil towards her, Allah paralyzed his hand. One person was eating in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam with his left hand. Nabi alayhi salam said, eat with your right hand. Allah give hidayat to our youth today who wish to apply their logic at all times. Brothers, the whole essence of Qurbani is to understand, like Mufti Taqi Osmani writes, that the slaughtering of the son, if you view it from any logical angle, your intelligence will fail you. Ye akal ke kisi bhi mizan par tola nahi ja sakta hai. It cannot be weighed from a logical perspective from any angle. The whole essence of Qurbani is to submit to the command of Allah. Take the instance of Hajj. A person is performing salah in the Haram Sharif and earning reward for one salah, 100,000 times it's multiplied. Comes the day of 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah says, I command you, now you leave earning the reward of 100,000 times and go and read namaz in Mina. In fact, at this time, the one who says, I'm staying behind and I want that extra reward, he is the one that will be deprived of wukuf in Arafah, where millions will be getting pardon. Why? Obedience is what we say when we say. Those zamarat are there the entire year. Wukuf Arafat is there, is a plain empty maidan throughout the year. The significance of Arafat, the significance of Mina is when our command is there. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told this person, eat with your right hand. He said, La astati'u. I cannot eat with my right hand. Nabi alayhi salam said, La astata'ta. May Allah make it such that now you will never able to eat with your right hand. on the curse of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, till that man died, he couldn't lift his right hand to his mouth. He was told nicely, he was arrogant. Nabi alayhi salam said, now may it happen as you say, till the day that man died, he could not lift his hand close to his mouth. Why? Because he was applying logic when he came to the commandments of Allah. لَسْتَطَعْتَ. As this person stretches his hands towards Sarah alayhi salam, he becomes paralyzed. What piety, what taqwa, what iffat this woman must have had, that her fear of Allah and her consciousness of Allah was sufficient for this man to his hand to become paralyzed. Again he makes dua and he tells Sarah alayhi salam that ask you Allah that he must forgive me and I will withdraw my hand. She makes dua to Almighty Allah and he withdraws his hand. Again he is provoked by his ego and once again he intends that evil. The very same situation is repeated until he is convinced that this is no ordinary woman like the other woman who come before me and I can do what I want to with her. In the end, he apologizes to Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. And furthermore, he says that I'm going to bring your husband, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in Sirat al-Anbiya. This is mentioned. He then gives his daughter, who will become the discussion of our topic now, who then becomes the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. He says, I am going to give you my daughter Hajra as a gift. Wa akhdamaha Hajra, according to the riwayat of Bukhari, which was the custom of that time that the second wife can serve the first wife. And it is written in Sirat Anbiya on with reference to Ardul Quran in the second volume on page 41. That he further says, my daughter is better off being a servant in this house than being a queen in any other house. In a house where there is such piety, I prefer my daughter being a servant to the senior wife than being a queen in any other house. Allahu Akbar. And Alhamdulillah, today unfortunately because of formalities, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam comes home to the house of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, and the daughter was impressed by the akhlaq and the conduct of Musa alayhi salam, so she initiates the discussion with her father and she asks her father, why not we employ this man? Musa alayhi, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, seeing this man has the ideal qualities of being a son-in-law, why should I fear? Let me take the initiative and propose to him for my daughter. And he proposed and Allah gave him such a son-in-law that the Quran doesn't tire speaking about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala brags and boasts about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So here again, he seen this opportunity, he came forward and he presented it. Unfortunately today in our society, there is so much customs. And one of the noble qualities of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in was, أَقَلُّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا. There was no takalluf in their life, there was no formality in their life. There is a beautiful incident written about Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. He went with his brother to propose at one house. So when the man whose daughter he intended marrying came forward, look at the beautiful way in which he introduced himself. He said, أنا بلال وهذا أخي عبدان من الحبشة كنا ضالين فهدان الله وكنا عبدين فأعتقنا الله إن تنكحونا فالحمد لله وإن تمنعونا فالله أكبر. أنا بلال. I am Bilal and this is my brother. If you want to know who we are, we have no fancy CV and we have no fancy introduction. Abadani min al-Habsha. We are two Abyssinian slaves. Allah gave us the opportunity to go to Sham Sariya, alhamdulillah. Whoever hasn't been there and we ever go to this particular graveyard, Babu Saghir, where three Azwaj Mutahharat are sleeping and two Muaddins of the Summat line, Sayyidina Bilal and Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum. Allah's Qasam brothers, you will go there and you will cry like a baby when you will stand at the grave of Bilal and you will think where Nabi alayhi salam is. And Bilal is resting in the land of Dimash. And Nabi alayhi salam says, on the day of Qiyamah, I will stand, wa Bilalun bayna yadayya yu'adhin, and Bilal will be walking ahead of me giving adhan. Ana Bilalun wa hadha akhi, I am Bilal and this is my brother. Abadani min al-Habsha, we are two Abyssinian slaves. Kunna dhalin fahadana Allah, We were astray, Allah guided us. وَكُنَّا عَبْدَيْنَ فَأَعْتَقَنَا اللَّهُ. And we were slaves, Allah set us free. إِن تَنْكَحُونَا فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. If you wish to give me the daughter of your, to give me the hand of your daughter, then alhamdulillah, we will get married. وَإِن تَمْنَعُونَا. And if for some reason you decline my proposal, then Allah is sufficient for me. This was how simple, how basic, how straightforward it was. No formalities. أَقَلُّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا. This woman, Hajar alayhi salam, was then given in the care of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. According to the riwayat of Bukhari, وَأَخْدَمَهَا هَاجَرَ. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrating this hadith, then addresses the Arab, then he says, O Sharifun Nasab, this is your mother, Hajar alayhi salam. And then, after many years of dua and crying and begging to Allah, Allah then finally accepts the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He doesn't speak about the delay in the acceptance of the dua, but he praises Allah that Allah has accepted my dua. Alhamdulillahilladhi wahaba li 'ala al-kibri Isma'il wa Ishaq. Alhamdulillahilladhi wahaba li 'ala al-kibri Isma'il wa Ishaq. Inna Rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. All praise belongs to my Allah, who in my old age blessed me and endowed me and favored me with my son Ismail and Ishaq. Inna Rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. My Allah always answers du'as. My Allah always answers du'as. This is the beauty of a Nabi. Shakiran li an'umi. Allah says, one who is perpetually grateful about the bounties of Allah. And comes the time that Allah has decided to test Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Mufti Taqi Uthmani Damat Barakatum writes that if Allah so wanted, Allah could reveal this command of slaughtering his son via revelation. But Allah tested him from a different angle. Allah revealed it to him in a vision to see how he responds to this dream. If it was someone of us, we would ignore it. It's one of those dreams. How can it ever make sense? But Allah shows it in a dream. And what is the dream? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When that attachment, when the son reaches the age that he is running, now he is more with the father. Bring him here. Where is he? Bring him here. We're going for car. Come, let's go for a walk. Let's go shopping. At that time when the attachment of the father and the son perhaps is the most, the bond between the father and the son is the most. The previous years closer to the mother. The years after that independent from both. And in the years to come, if Allah gives hidayat, he remains obligated to his parents. Otherwise today we know what is the condition. But at that age when the bond between the father and son, according to one riwayat of Jalalain, he was 7 years of age. قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. Immediately Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam responds and he understands this is the injunction of my Allah. So he gets prepared. He has prepared himself for this supreme sacrifice. The ulama have written that if Allah had to command Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam to slaughter himself, in other words commit suicide, then this command would have been much easier than slaughtering his son. For the simple reason that when a person is committing suicide, there is pain and agony while you are slaughtering yourself. After that, the pain and the agony is over. But if Allah has commanded you to slaughter your son, then from the time you are slaughtering your son till the day you die, you are in pain. Every moment after the death of your child, every second, every thought, every step, is only thinking, pondering. A man loses his child without slaughtering his child and cannot forget his child. Imagine that father who has to slaughter his child. Is there words in any language that can describe the emotions of that man? So the supreme sacrifice that perhaps could be asked from any human was at this crucial juncture when this beloved son, and this is the appeal to one and all that is gathered here, that when we are putting that animal down, it's just not that animal. Let us ask ourselves, with a question mark next to it, what is my Ismail? And who is my Ismail? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Now again, one was Allah's test on Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then look at the manner via which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam addresses this situation to Ismail alayhi salam. He engages his son in a discussion without imposing on him. For two reasons the ulama writes. One is he wants to see what is the condition of the iman of his son Ismail alayhi salam. That after all I have raised you with piety, but how much love of Allah has entered your heart? Allah says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَذَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. If you had to be present at the time when Yaqub was taking his last breath. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And he gathers all his sons. And the father is about to leave this world. And he says, oh my sons, as long as I was alive, my effort was that you obey Allah, you perform your salah, you become upright people in society, you become noble, respectful. Now that I'm leaving this world, tell me, after I'm gone, who will you turn to in your problems? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Oh Father, that Allah who was introduced to us from the time we entered this world, that is the Allah that will be with us till the time we leave this world. إِذَا أَفْصَحَ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا تُبَالُوا مَتَى مَاتُوا. When your children develop the ability of speech, then Nabi alayhi salam says, before you introduce yourself to your child, that I am your father and that's your mother, it's your duty that you first introduce Allah to that child. And when Allah will be introduced to that child at this age, then when he will be asked regarding the commands of Allah, he will respond like the Ismail of Ibrahim. What was the idea? Was to identify what was the condition in the heart of Ismail alayhi salam. With reference to Ma'riful Quran, the fifth volume on page 134, when Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam was separated from Yusuf alayhi salam, according to Hasan Basri in the Hashiya of Jalalain, for 80 years, and according to one riwayat, 40 years. Then finally, the eldest brother Yehuda, he returns with the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. And as he places the shirt on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam, instantly his sight is restored to him. With reference to Ma'riful Quran, fifth volume on page 134, on the authority of Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi writes that Yaqub alayhi salam's immediate reaction to this brother was, tell me, now that you have met my son Yusuf, what is his condition? So the brother responded and he said, oh father, nothing to worry about. That very king from whom we've been going and getting corn and grain, that is your son. He is a king and he's ruling over Egypt. Yaqub alayhi salam cried and he said, oh my son, I'm not asking about the material wealth of my son. Tell me, what is the condition of the iman of my Yusuf? I haven't seen him for 80 years. Is his iman intact? Is he still obeying Allah? So the brother said, yes, he is pious and he is obedient to Allah. So look at this. Mufti Shafi Sahib then writes on the authority of Hasan Basri after that, that the father was overwhelmed with this answer. He was so happy and he was so delighted that he says, oh my son, you have brought this joy to me that my son is safe and sound and that he is obeying Allah. I wish to favor you, bless you, endow you, give you something as a token of appreciation for bringing this joy to me. But you know, this is the khandan of Nabuwat. There's nothing available in my house that I can present to you, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, right? But there's one thing I'm going to give you, and that is I'm going to give you dua. I have nothing else. My dua is because of the good news that you have brought to me. May Allah even for you the pangs of death the time you leave this world. When will the time come in this ummah that the father's gift is giving dua? When will the time come when the son that is receiving is satisfied and is saturated that my father has given me enough, he has given me dua. I need nothing beyond dua. How sad if today a father returns with dua or a husband returns with dua when there's hunger at home and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu tells Fatima, why don't you go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Fatima. This is Fatima knocking at my door. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْنَا فِي سَاعَةٍ مَا عَوَّدَتْنَا أَن تَأْتِينَا. And my Fatima has come to me today at a very unusual time. Something is bothering my Fatima. Fatima was that woman. مَنْ آذَاهَا فَقَدْ آذَانِي. Whoever has hurt Fatima has hurt me. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu intends getting married to the daughter of Abu Jahl. While Fatima radiallahu anhu is in his nikah, Nabi alayhi salam ascends the pulpit He says, لا أحرم حلالا ولا أحلل حراما. I have no ability or authority to make something lawful unlawful, nor to make something unlawful lawful. If Ali wants to get married to the daughter of Abu Jahl, it is permissible. But my hurt is that the daughter of Muhammad and the daughter of Abu Jahl cannot share one roof. I cannot stop him, but my only cry is, my Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad and the daughter of Abu Jahl cannot share one roof. Fatima radiallahu anha knocks on the door. Nabi alayhi salam opens the door. She enters into the house. She says, O Nabi of Allah, هذه الملائكة طعامها التهليل والتسبيح والتحميد فما طعامنا. The ملائكة are worshipping Allah. يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. What is our condition? I am hungry. Your son-in-law Ali is hungry. Your grandchildren are hungry. What does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? O Fatima, five sheep I have before me here. If you want, choose any one of them. And if you want, علمتكِ خمس كلمات علمنيهن جبريل. I will teach you five words which will satisfy your hunger today also, tomorrow also, when I'm around and when I'm gone also. One was to say, have the sheep and the words. But after all, this was that Fatima who grew up in the lap of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the condition of the iman of our children? What does Nabi alayhi salam give? Dua. What are those five words? Oh my father, teach me those five words. Say, oh my daughter, Ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhareen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya dal quwwati al-mateen. I have said it, you have heard it. Fatima has paid the price of this so she can understand the value of this. Oh my son, I give dua to you that may Allah make the pangs of death easy for you. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam engages his son in a discussion. Oh my son, I have seen this in a dream, that I am slaughtering you. How would you respond to this? Now one is, we don't introduce Allah to this child. And when this child is baligh, we impose on him to obey Allah. How can he obey Allah when he got up in an environment where there was no Allah? Ismail alayhi salam responds and he says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh my father, go ahead. And if perhaps you fear that at the crucial moment I will withdraw, then I rely on Allah. Even at that time, inshallah, you will find me among those that endure patiently. So the father is ready. The son is ready. Allahu Akbar. One is when I'm taking my son and we are going to the mazbah to slaughter, and my little child is talking, Abi, which sheep we're going to buy and who's going to slaughter it, and I am happy and he is happy and we both are talking, and how he's excited how I'm going to slaughter, he's laughing, I'm entertaining him, it's a happy discussion that is going. But can we picture, fathom and comprehend when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar, and his son are walking to that mazbah, moments of silence. Not delighted to say that we will bring the sheep and I will hold the legs and you will slaughter. No, it will be me. When that mother, Allahu Akbar, when that mother is bidding farewell to Ismail alayhi salam on the command of Allah, لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة. Indeed, in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are like great signs for people of intelligence. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. These are the guided people. Follow their footsteps and you will be on your way to Jannah. In these 10 days, Mubarak days, when the Ummah was to steer one another in preparing themselves for Qurbani, then how sad the Ummah is channeling their funds in Valentine gifts. At this crucial moment, the moments to revive, reflect, ponder, contemplate over the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. The mother sees her son off, knowing very well that there will be nobody to now call me Ummi. Allahu Akbar. This is a human weakness, and it is a human need that a person feels honored when he is addressed by his child. He can have all the titles. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that I feel so happy when I come home. When I'm outside, sometimes it's Hazrat, sometimes it's Sheikh. When I come home, it's so nice to hear my mother say, Ashraf, come here quickly. That sweetness in the tone of my mother addressing me without any formalities is so beautiful. In the very same way, when the child says Ummi or Abi, then the entire tension of the day, a person is tired, he's exhausted, but that sweet, innocent cry and call of the child is so beautiful that really words cannot describe it. The mother very well knows that this is now the end, that anybody will now be calling me Ummi. The child that has come after years, she greets the son greets the mother and they leave. I'm going to stick to all authentic narrations. As they come to this place where Allah has now commanded for this supreme sacrifice to take place, the like of which neither the skies nor the earth has seen, Mufti Taqi Uthmani writes in his 11th edition on page 29 that the son then discusses with his father that, oh my father, now the time has come. Let me greet you, finish. Allah will unite us in Jannat. I fear that perhaps at the crucial moment when you will be slaughtering me and there will be eye contact, perhaps my love will overpower you and you will delay in responding to the command of Allah. Mufti Taqi Uthmani writes, so I suggest that perhaps you turn me around. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, it is time we put our Ismail down also. Our evil, our lies, our lust, our guna, our vice, our transgression. It cannot be that such a supreme sacrifice is taken from Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah substitutes it only by one animal, which is only financial contribution and nothing else. There has to be something more to the sacrifice of that animal to revive the spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Otherwise, we have not revived the spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, oh my father, let me turn my head down. And then Mufti Sahib writes, the Quran explains this beautiful. Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabeen. When both father and son, one tafsir, have become Muslims, and one tafsir, both have surrendered in totality. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ, and the son has put his head down. Brothers, when we think of what is happening to our Muslim brothers in Afghanistan, may Allah help them and protect them. Just as Allah gave victory to Ibrahim alayhi salam over Namrud, and to Musa alayhi salam over Fir'aun, and to Nabi alayhi salam over Abu Jahl, Allah's qasam, very shortly the Ummah will witness the victory of this Ummah over the Fir'aun and the Abu Jahls of today. Let us not be demoralized or demotivated. Hatta idha stay'asa ar-rusul wa dhannu annahum qad kudhibu ja'ahum nasruna. Understand this verse of the Quran. Perhaps one of the most needed verses to be conveyed to the ummah is this verse at this time when the ummah has been demoralized. What does Allah say? Allah says, when we decide to destroy a nation, then we give them such respite, such apparent delay, that two things happens by our delay. One is the kafir becomes convinced that there's no azab because there's so much delay. And the second thing that happens is that in the process, the believers appoint time in their own mind for the destruction of that kafir, but contrary to their hope, the azab does not come on their prescribed times. So they feel that, no, today he made such an evil statement, today Allah will destroy him. But it doesn't happen. Once, twice, thrice, after fixing times in your mind, it does not happen on the time that you thought it would happen. And so much delay that the kafir is convinced that there's nothing like azab. At this time, when the kafir feels there's no azab, and the believer knows there's azab, but I don't know when, Allah says, Ja'ahum nasruna. That's the time our azab comes. But as long as you and I feel this time or that time it's not going to happen, at the time which is appropriate in the knowledge of Allah,
which is complete and divine at that time. And Allah says, when it comes, وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, then our azab comes. وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابٌ. So the very same thing is to happen, and Allah will show us inshallah. He says Allah has given victory to the various anbiya over their people. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam and Ismail alayhi salam, he puts his forehead down. Furthermore, Mufti Taqi Uthmani writes, he says that it comes in the narrations that Ismail alayhi salam then made another appeal to his father. One is that you do not see me, so that when you slaughter in, my love does not overpower you, which must not result in delaying in the command of Allah. The second request I have, O my father, is that it is my human reaction that when you will slaughter me, I will kick. And when I will kick, my clothes will be stained with blood. And naturally, my mother would love to keep my outfit and my garment as a memory. I don't want to bring more pain to my mother when she will hold my kurta stained with blood. O my Abba, when slaughtering me, I will persevere, but hold me tight so my clothes are not messed with blood, so that I do not bring grief to my mother after I've left this world. The youth of today, let us reflect. Sayyidina Ismail is leaving this world considering the emotions of his mother. Has the time not come for the youth of this ummah to now consider the tears of their parents? Has the time not come for this ummah to give recognition and bear cognizance about the crying and the tears of their mothers in the early part of the morning? How long will we continue earning the wrath of Allah in this manner by displeasing our parents? The father has agreed, the son has agreed. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Let us ponder. If we sit and think what is happening to our children in any other part of the world, just picture your son in that condition and a cold shiver will go down your spine. Your loving child, anybody stretching a nasty glance and you are ready to fight with that man, and you are ready to angry, upset and do anything and everything within your reach to express your dislike for what he has done to your son. That is the love. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, not that they do not love. No, this is true love. The knife in his hand, on the command of Allah, and he starts slaughtering. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi writes, he doesn't only start slaughtering, he slaughters. And he explains it so beautiful. He says that the definition of slaughtering is imraru sikkin ala al-hulqum. To pass the knife on the neck, this is slaughtering. Now to be slaughtered, this is the effect of slaughtering, which has nothing to do with the reward or the punishment of any person. Just like everybody would agree that Namrud will be punished because he threw Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire despite him not being burnt. Why? Because being burnt, this is the effect of the fire and this is subject to the Amr of Allah. But whatever was within his reach in showing his hatred, he went at the extreme length. Likewise, whatever was within the reach of Ibrahim alayhi salam in slaughtering his son, to that crucial moment of taking the knife and passing it on the neck of his son, Allah alone knows the level of iman, both father and son and mother combined of this khandan of nabuwat, that the combination of the sacrifice of father, mother and son put together has made this day a reality that Allah has given it place in the Quran and will be discussed till the day of Qiyamah. Immediately, when both father and son did what was within their reach, after all, Allah is so kind. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Allah doesn't allow you to kill your own self. Where is Allah going to allow you to slaughter your child? And if someone argues, the ulama have written, that if someone argues that no, Allah commands you to kill yourself in jihad, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi writes, that this is the lack of knowledge. He says, Allah doesn't command you to kill yourself in jihad. Allah commands you to take the lives of the kuffar. In the process, if your life goes, then persevere. But the object is to take the life of the kafir. And he substantiates this in the lines of the verse, يَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ, that they slay and then they are slain while slain. This is all ilmi kalam, of course. So Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, one person came to him and said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I love you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uqtul abak," go kill your father. He turned and Nabi alayhi salam says, "Come back. I don't allow you to sever ties. Where am I going to tell you to kill your father? I wanted to see how much love you had." This was the same sacrifice. Another incident of a sahabi comes to mind. Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the munafiqeen, his son Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu. One day he came to Nabi alayhi salam. He was a sincere sahabi. He said, "Ya Rasulallah, balagani annaka turidu qatla Abdullah ibn Ubay fima balagaka anhu. I have been informed that you intend to kill my father because of the wrong that he has done to you. In kunta fa'ilan famurni ahmilu ilayka ra'sahu. If this information that has reached me is true, then you give me this task. I will behead my father and I will come and put his head in your lap. Not because I hate my father." Look at the foresight of the sahabi. He writes, he says, "O Nabi of Allah, I fear that you will not give me this task, knowing very well that it's my father. Inni akhsha an ta'mura bihi ghayri." You will tell someone else that go and kill Abdullah ibn Ubay, and that person happily will respond to kill my father, becoming beloved in your eyes and hated in my eyes, which I don't want must happen. فَلَا تَدَعْنِي نَفْسِي أَنْ أَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قَاتِلِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ أُبَيْ يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ. My emotions won't allow me to see the murderer of my father walking around. He's beloved to you and hated to me. How can this happen? Someone who is close to you. The only way out is, O Nabi of Allah, did you give me this task? I will behead my father so I don't have to hate anyone, and I will come and put his head in your lap. The Quran comes down immediately. لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. You will not find the true friends of Allah befriending the enemies of Allah, even if it means their fathers, their brothers, their relatives. These are those people in whose hearts iman has been embedded by Allah. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam done their share. When he opens his eyes, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam is smiling. The animal is slaughtered. Allah confirms. What does Allah say? Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin wa fadaynahu bi dhibhin 'azim. Today we say we are tested, and this is a great test. Allah says, indeed, this was a great test that I put on Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Every one of us feels that today we have been tested severely by Allah. Allah Himself acknowledges in this ayat that indeed I have tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Now further, when Nabi alayhi salam is making mention of this incident of Qurbani, then the Sahaba ikram ask, "Ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah?" And we know ma in Arabic is su'al anil haqiqah. What is the reality of this Qurbani? So Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, "Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim." It is the noble practice of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. The question arises, what is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The slaughtering of the son or the slaughtering of the animal? The definition of sunnah is, "Ma dama alayhi nabiyyu," that which a nabi has done perpetually with consistency. If we analyze the slaughtering of the son, in essence that did not take place, and slaughtering of the animal, it took place once. So on the definition of a sunnah, something which a nabi has done continuously, neither of the two situations fit the definition of a sunnah, because slaughtering the animal happened once and slaughtering of the son did not happen, although Ibrahim alayhi salam will get the full reward. So what is then the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The ulama ikram write, the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam is neither slaughtering the son nor slaughtering the animal, but rather the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam is, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the practice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينَ مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. The sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam is to submit in totality to the command of Allah, which was expressed in its greatest form on the occasion of the slaughtering of the son. So what is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? When Allah said submit, he said, oh my Lord, the delay is of your command. قرب نفسه للنيران وولده للقربان وزوجته للهجران فصار خليل الرحمن. He put himself in the fire on the command of Allah. He left his wife in that barren land. And look at his iman. After acknowledging that there's nothing there, he says, وارزق أهله من الثمرات. He says, oh Allah, I've left them where there isn't a blade of grass. And then he says, oh Allah, you provide fruit for them. Now, respected brothers and elders, when Allah has been so kind that Allah has substituted the qurbani of the slaughtering of the son by one animal, and Allah is prepared to give us the same reward, this is such a great virtue that even if Allah did not make qurbani wajib upon us, just to acquire that qurbani, we should slaughter that animal. More so when Allah has made it wajib. Wajib in such stern words that the Nabi of Allah says, من وجد سعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي. He who has the ability to slaughter that animal and then he mises and he does not slaughter. Nabi alayhi salam does not say, فلا يحضرن مصلانا فلا يأتين مصلانا فلا يجيئن مصلانا فلا يقربن مصلانا. Tell him he must not even come close to our Eidgah. And if you study the riwayat, in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, at the Eidgah, when women used to come, even those women that were not performing salah, even they used to come to the Eidgah. Yet the Nabi of Allah said, that person who has the ability to sacrifice an animal and does not sacrifice, he should not even come close to our Eidgah. If a man has love for Nabi alayhi salam, then this will be enough for him to think, ponder and reflect. At least this amount that Allah is so kind that he is substituting it by an animal, that now when we are selecting that animal, let us select the best animal. When Allah has made it in place of our son and in place of our own nafs, let us select the best of animals. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِذُوا فِيهِ. And Allah says, what is best? Beautiful explanation. That which you don't want to accept, don't give it for Allah. How sad that so many times when we give charity, very commonly we say, it's of no use in the house, let's give it away in the house, in the path of Allah. That which is not fit for my use, or for my children, or for my wife, or for my house, that perhaps could be fit and enough for Allah. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَيْرِ. Why? وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Number one, he doesn't need it. He's been kind enough to accept it. At least honor the fact that he's accepting it, so present something that is beautiful. So this is the qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. His entire life revolving around the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is what this qurbani, this lesson, in the beginning I mentioned, derived from the word qurb. Qurb meaning the closeness of Allah. This qurbani has to bring us close to Allah. When we are putting that animal down, then there has to be something more than that animal. And that is that which is most beloved to us. It is time we put that knife on our evil. It is time we put that knife on our vices. And at the same time, not to forget Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he slaughtered that animal, according to one riwayat of Jam'ul Fawaid, he said, هَذَا عَمَّنْ آمَنَ بِي وَصَدَّقَنِي. This animal is on behalf of my ummah, those that are present, and those that will come and bring iman on me and believe in me till the day of Qiyamah. You and I were not born, but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought of us. If Allah has given us wealth, then this is the ideal opportunity to take one animal. And preferably, how sad that from the spirit of qurbani, from the house it went to the farm, and from the farm it went to overseas. And that's the end of qurbani. So our children don't know what is qurbani, but our children know what is birthday party. They know what is engagement. They know all these other occasions. Why? Because this has become common in our home. But qurbani happens abroad. So the day of qurbani, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam did not for a moment think that when I will slaughter my son, my clothes will be stained with the blood of my son. How sad! Today's ummati, Allah knows our intention. is not slaughtering at home. Why? Because my yard will be messed with the blood of that animal. And we are claiming to revive the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was prepared to stain his clothes with the blood of his own animal. Today we are not prepared to slaughter that animal at home. Why? My yard will get messed with the blood of that animal. What qurbani are we talking about, brothers? Are we sending it abroad because we're trying to help people on the other side, or are we getting away and we are looking for cheaper avenues? Inna Allah alimun bi dhati sudur. Allah knows what is in the heart. Nice, well and said, you gave here and there. Let us do this much, that wajib qurbani takes place at home. Nabi alayhi salam told Fatima, Qumi, or Fatima, stand up. Tibi biha nafsa. Look at your animal and stand there at the side of your animal and ask Allah to accept it. Allahumma taqabbalhu minni kama taqabbalta min Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa khalilika Ibrahim alayhi salam. When there is a wedding in the family, then the house is mess. Nothing is functioning normal. Everybody accepts it. The yard is dirty, the house is dirty, the rooms are messed up. Why? My daughter is getting married. If I'm not going to allow the people to come, my daughter will feel so offended that my mother is fussing about her house. How sad that Allah has brought the sacrifice of my mothers and sisters. My mothers and sisters, ponder and reflect over Hajira, who was ready to let go her son. Are we not ready to part with this house and belongings of ours? How long will this be the focus of our life, that my tiles and my blinds must match, my house must be spick and span? Has the time not come that our hearts need to be clean? So let us bring that spirit of qurbani at home. Let that animal be brought at home. Let the entire family stand by the side of that animal. And if it can be done, purchase in advance some attachment with that animal, some closeness, so there's some spirit of sacrifice. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He firstly give me the tawfiq and the ability of practicing on whatever has been said. May Allah give us, guide us, protect us. And may Allah give us the ability to implement all the injunctions of Quran and Hadith and revive the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam beside Durud Sharif. ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم اهدي شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا بذنوبنا فأنت علينا قادر. والتفنا يا إلهنا فيما جرت به المقادير إنك على ما تشاء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحانه